Representative Gates spent months working on the bill, getting feedback from local constituents, and trying to come up with the right combination of provisions that his colleagues in the House could get behind.
Today, 25 members of Congress have joined in filing the Medical Cannabis Research Act. This is the cannabis reform legislation that has the greatest chance to pass this Congress.
Gates pointed out that the House Judiciary Committee hasn't taken up cannabis reform since 1978, before he was born. For one, that's because the federal government still classifies all forms of marijuana as illegal Schedule I drugs.
Cannabis reform has always faced a catch-22 in the Congress. We can't change the law without having demonstrated research. But oftentimes, we cannot perform research without changing the law. Our bill ends this logjam by opening access to cannabis research and pursuing potential cures wherever we may find them.
The Medical Cannabis Research Act has three main provisions. One would increase the amount of research-grade medical cannabis, requiring at least three producers. Currently, there's just one. Also, the bill would create a safe harbor for academic and medical institutions that want to engage in medical cannabis research without risking their other federal grants. Also, the bill allows for a more collaborative environment between researchers and private sector investors.
I really commend Mr. Gates because obviously this is a complicated issue, a lot of politics. There's a stigma associated with it.
That's Representative Carlos Curbelo, a Republican from Florida's 26th district, which includes the Florida Keys.
What we're all proposing today is that research institutions and the federal government be allowed to discover, to learn about this substance, potential benefits, potential risks. The truth about marijuana, about cannabis, should be known and laid out for everyone to see.
Curbelo says such research should be the basis for policy and medical decisions and should have the space to be conducted without interference.
What we don't need is a federal government-led witch hunt against those who are following state laws, those who want to conduct research, those who want to inform the public.
Like Florida, California is one of more than two dozen states that has passed initiatives regulating the use of marijuana, either for medical and or recreational purposes. And like Congressman Gates, Democratic Representative Barbara Lee of California says without a change in the law, her hands are tied when it comes to referrals for her district's many military veterans seeking medical cannabis through the VA.
And so this catch-22 in my state is very prominent and visible and very, very sad in many ways because our veterans deserve to be able to be treated with the type of health care treatment that they think and their physicians think that would help either relieve their pain or relieve their disease or provide for the quality of life that they so deserve.
Other lawmakers who signed on as co-sponsors of the bill and spoke at Thursday's press conference were Democrats Lou Correa of California, Darren Soto of Florida, and Steve Cohen from Tennessee. More significantly, Congressman Matt Gaetz courted and won early support and co-sponsorship of his bill from Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte, chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
I have a high level of confidence that it will be marked up and passed out of the House Judiciary Committee, which will be historic. Never before in Republican control of the Congress has the Judiciary Committee even taken up the issue of cannabis reform. And certainly under both Republican and Democrat controls of the Congress, we've moved far too slowly.
According to Gates, this new legislation is strictly focused on research and does not change the legal status of cannabis or interfere with federal, state, or local cannabis laws. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.